Do you want a bra that's sexy or do you want a bra that's comfortable? Well, that was a trick question because I know you want a bra that's both. And now you can have that thanks to Third Love. Third Love was started to take all the frustration and the ick and the ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. They put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. This means that comfort and support are guaranteed. And ladies, at Third Love, size doesn't matter. Whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups, which is pretty genius. So no more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problems solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code PODCAST15.
I need like seven coffees.
I need seven coffees too, but then I'm going to have seven panic attacks. And then it's like, what do I do?
Yeah, pick
that's
your battles.
I'm having a Coke.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, guys, welcome back to another episode of, I don't know, I was going to say another episode of the One Thing About Us podcast. Like, we never say that.
I thought you were also going to say the F word.
No, I was going to say the full name of our show. I'm Taylor.
I'm Sam.
And this is a Sunday recording, so this is like fresh, like, fresh recap, fresh, like, anxiety. Like,
dude, yeah, I'm going through it right now.
I'm going through it really bad. Like, I'm actually going through it really bad.
I was like, so we were going to plan to record later in the day on Sunday, but then I just realized, I was like, I'm going to crash by the end of the day and not want to speak for like 2 hours, so I'd rather just get it over with.
It's just one of those things, like, my anxiety's kind of over nothing. Well, I know what it's about. That's actually, no, that's a lie. I know the things I'm anxious about, but it's not a anxiety where, like...
Do you need to talk about it?
I'll talk about it. Okay. I have, like, 2 hours to share my grievances. Like, you know when sometimes you have anxiety because you did something stupid drunk?
Yeah.
And like, you're anxious about that? It's more so, like, after drinking, my anxiety's heightened. So, like, just, like, life things are more anxious. I didn't do anything stupid last night. Well,
yeah,
I did,
well,
but not that it would make.
Usually my anxiety has no reason to it whatsoever.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just anxious for no fucking reason.
Yeah. But anyways, guys, comment on our Instagram post. What are you anxious about today? Let us know.
Hopefully this podcast will actually relieve you of your anxiety.
I think for me, it will relieve me of my anxiety because I just get to, like,
dump.
Talk. And then I'll feel, like, clean.
Yeah.
I feel like I let it all go. I'm gonna take this hair tie off because I'm gonna hate it in a video.
I do feel crusty, musty, dusty though right now. Like, my eyes are like puffy. I can tell. You don't look it. Thanks.
I feel crusty because I woke up, when I tell you guys, I woke up with like 10 new pimples that all like are like red and hurt. Like, I don't know why. I took off all my makeup. I washed my face. I think it's the universe getting back at me. But I literally woke up.
Bad decisions last night.
So many, but they're so fun. And guess what? My therapist said, as long as I'm self-aware, that it's fine. And I said,
dude, I think you need to fire your therapist. What the fuck?
No. I mean, there's more deep levels of what we talked about than that I can't share. But it made sense if you heard the whole story.
Okay. Anyways. Yeah, we got to get into our actual segments.
We do. We got to get this show rolling. Do you want to tell me one thing about you? Do you have one? You don't have one.
I don't fucking have one. I never have one.
So my one thing about me is more of a like PSA to our listeners, because like as someone who has like been through multiple breakups, like I really love and appreciate that you guys come to me like in my DMs like all the time of like, I'm in this situation, like, how do I get over it? Like, what do I do? And like, as much as I love that you come to me, like, I don't fucking know. Okay? Like, I'm the last person you want advice to. Like, you want to know how to get over your ex-boyfriend? Don't come to me. Like, that's not my realm of expertise. Like, I really don't know what to tell you. So it's just kind of like a PSA. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. One thing about me is I don't know what I'm doing. Don't know how to properly go through a breakup, like, the best way. So, like, just all your DMs, I just feel really bad, but I'm like, y'all. I don't know where to help you. This girl was like, I just like, will it ever stop? Like, I think about him all the time. And I'm like, no. I'm like, not to be like the worst person ever, but no, it doesn't. I'm like, but you will figure out how to live with it. Like, it's going to be okay. I'm like, but like, no, like, you just got to deal. So like, just don't come to me. Like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah. Okay. Mine. I know what mine is. My one thing about me is I'm so excited to go home and go back to Boston in 2.5 weeks. And I'm going to the Bruins the very first day I get home. So like, I'm literally gonna be just living my best life, and I'm staying in a hotel. I don't know if I told you this, but
yeah, you did.
Yeah. So I'm getting a hotel room for two nights at the end of my trip because my boyfriend's coming up to visit, and where I'm literally going to act like I'm a tourist slash visitor in my own home city and just take advantage of it. Because everyone always asks me, like, they're like, oh, what are your Boston recommendations? Guys, I want you to be very much aware right now. Sam, Taylor probably can like speak on this as well. Is like, not only have we both not lived in our like home cities in over like 2 years, but also when we lived in our home cities, we like didn't go out in the cities. Like, I lived 25 minutes south of the city. I didn't have adult money, so I wasn't like actively going out how I am here in Austin like I would back in Boston.
That's so true. Like, I didn't have adult money, especially like, I mean, Boston's super expensive too. Like, these are expensive big cities. Me and my friends weren't going like to dinner at Nobu. Yeah. Like,
so don't ask me for recs because I don't have recs. I really like, don't have recs.
Like, if you find yourself like in the area where I stay and you need a coffee, you need lunch, like, I got you. But like, you're trying to have like the girls' weekend of a lifetime.
No. Like, I don't even know. Like, when I went home in June and me and one of my best friends were visiting back in Boston. He lives in Hawaii now and I live in Austin, obviously. We both try to always go home at the same time because he's like my best friend. And we're both like, where the fuck do we go? Like, we're both, it was just the two of us out. We're like, we literally don't even know where to go. So like, we were hitting up like my ex who's like a fucking like promoter guy in the city. And I'm like, we were like, where do we go?
Let's go move on to favorites of the week.
Yes.
My favorite of the week is Dutch Bros.
Yeah, Dutch Bros is so fucking good.
We went to Dutch Bros 2 days ago, Friday. Oh my God, so good. It's so good.
Like, it is.
I don't know. I want to know what they do different because the syrups they have are syrups you can get like on Amazon at TJ Maxx. But what is like the coffee they brew? It's so good. The ratio, like, it's never watery. It's perfect.
It is perfect.
It's
perfect.
It's like one of the coffee places where Dunkin's the worst, that your coffee can vary so much.
Dude,
your coffee can be the best or the worst. And then Starbucks is like, it happens sometimes. Dutch Bros is perfect every time.
Dunkin' Donuts is the only coffee place where sometimes you can get your coffee and it tastes burnt. Like, I've never experienced a burnt coffee anywhere else.
Dunkin' is very like, you can order like a, if you just say like cold brew, like oat milk, vanilla,
and you, and still be
it
nasty.
Will look maybe black. It might look white. It might like, maybe it tastes burnt. Maybe it doesn't taste burnt. Maybe it's watery.
Yeah.
You never know. But if you get a good
Dunkin' coffee. I've never been a fan of Dunkin' Donuts.
If you get a good Dunkin' coffee, like a good one, like you get it on their best day, it's really good.
Yeah.
But I can't be taking that. I can't be taking that like risk.
Yeah.
If I'm buying a coffee, I want a good coffee. I always get Dunkin' Donuts on a road trip because it's always in the rest stops in Florida.
Interesting.
So.
Yeah, there's Dunkin' Donuts back where I live in every corner.
Yeah, we have.
I think my actual town itself probably has like 6 or 7 Dunkin' Donuts in it.
People are diehard Dunkin' Donuts, and I don't get it. What's your favorite of the week?
My favorite of the week is rotisserie chicken.
So real.
Yeah. So, like, I was in my croissant era, but now I've, like, hopped. Okay, one thing about me I will say is that, like, I'm in an era, and I get very sick of the era very quickly.
Me too. Can we talk about how many times on this podcast I, like, change my mind every 5 seconds?
Yeah, but I'm obsessed with rotisserie chicken, so me and my boyfriend have decided once a week we're going to try a new restaurant that sells rotisserie chickens, and we're going to rate them.
Rotisserie chickens are so good.
Yeah. So fucking good.
Yeah. I have like a little bit left of mine in the fridge.
Yeah, there you go. I know what you're going to be snacking on later.
I have a chicken noodle soup and I have it planned that like the chicken noodle soup already has some chicken in it. So I'm just going to like take the little bit of scraps I can get and put more chicken in it.
Yeah.
I can't wait to eat it. Oh,
I did that with my Amy's soup last week.
Yeah, great favorites. Dutch Bros and rotisserie chicken.
I know, I agree.
We're not influencers. Like, other influencers are like, this shirt I got from Revolve, and we're like rotisserie chicken.
Yeah, right? I got actually quite a few hot gossips for this
week.
Me
too, I have one.
Well, we didn't talk about the Dave and Savannah thing of like actually now knowing what happened.
Well, wasn't it because she wanted to get married and have kids and he didn't?
Yeah, but we didn't get the chance to talk about that last week. Because we literally it came out on Wednesday, the day the podcast went up. And we already recorded, so. But yeah, I can't stand the people that are giving Dave so much shit, saying, he dragged her along, like, wasted her time, blah, blah, blah. Like, no. Like, you don't, like, he didn't go into the relationship knowing that he wasn't going to end up marrying her.
No,
like,
he probably
at least tried.
I don't think so.
I think he was trying to maybe like change his mind on something.
This
like
is
that. Or not marriage, but like
this is
like
what
kids
I think.
Or something.
He was always like a. That's not for him. Like I said, marriage, kids was like not for him.
He's been married before.
Someone like her, like, is you get in a relationship when you're, because she's younger than him. So like she gets in a relationship and then it's like, oh, he doesn't want to get married. Like you don't want to get married either. Like you're young, like you don't want to get married. And then you date for a long time and it's like, no, you do want to get married. Like because you live together and you're committed and you want to get married. But
he's
like,
wrong with the label.
So like her feelings change, but he's like, I told you 3 years ago I didn't want to get married. And like,
yeah,
I feel the same way. And she's like, okay, but I've been living with you now and we've been in a committed relationship and like we should get married. And there's just some guys that are like that.
Okay, well,
and it's not necessarily
either way,
wrong. Like, you know what you want and like it didn't work. And I don't think one of them is so in the wrong.
I know
like,
that's
it sucks
why I'm
for
team,
her, it sucks for him.
That's why I'm like team Dave. Like, don't, well, not team Dave, but like I can't stand the people giving him shit for it. Cause it's like, you don't know what Silvana, like you don't know her side of it. Like of, oh, maybe for those 3 years, she was self-aware that he didn't want to get married, but she also stayed in the relationship.
That's
like,
what I'm saying.
She has to pull out. So why are we only blaming Dave for it?
I don't think anyone is really like to blame. Like, yeah. I think it's very much like it was two people that wanted to.
I'm just on
things.
Like TikTok of like, that's all I see is just video after video after video of like
Dave and Silvana.
Yeah, but like more like bashing Dave, like how can you ever trust like a man, like how do I know my boyfriend's not gonna do the same that Dave's doing, like
I think it just came out of nowhere for her. And like when someone like out of nowhere breaks up with you when you're like full on living together, it's like,
yeah,
damn, like that kind of sucks to like that's like in that moment, like if I was her friend, like this happened to you and like you were living with your boyfriend like 3 years deep, like I would be like, fuck him, you know what I mean? So I think some people are like going at it with that mentality, because I'd be like, fuck him.
Yeah.
You know, just because like you ride for a girl. I have other breakup drama that I want to talk about.
Well, I know you're going to say.
The New York influencer stuff.
Yeah, dude. Actually, Queen Kay sent me the TikTok. She's like, you better talk about this on the pod.
The New York influencer stuff. Like, first of all, I'm glad we're recording today. This
yeah.
is coming out this week. It's like,
I know.
It's live. Like,
and you
I
know
need
what?
To like, check for updates. Let me tell you, it's... Oh my God, literally I just opened my TikTok and tell me how I'm like on her profile.
Well, the thing is with these influencers, like I enjoy talking about them on our podcast because like other influencers that are in that same realm of like reach, I don't care to talk about just because like it's irrelevant. But like these girls, like I really enjoy these girls, these two girls. So I...
You like both of the girls?
Yes, like let them get all like the talk on every other podcast. You know what I'm saying? Like...
Wait.
Hallie...
Yeah, but you're saying you like the girl that like...
No.
Oh,
like I'm saying like, what's their podcast called?
Oh, Delusional Diaries.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We're saying
no,
like
I'm
talk
saying
about Hallie because like give her the attention. Okay,
yes, like that's what
that
I'm saying.
Like
both give
the
her
girls,
all the attention. Then.
Like you like Hallie and the
no,
girl that fucked her over.
I don't know that girl.
I've seen her before just because she's recognizable in the way she looks. Like, and we won't say her name just because like I don't want people like... You can go find it. It's like on the internet.
But, yeah.
Like, I don't like contributing to like saying someone's name and like bashing them. But moral of the story, we all know Hallie went through her breakup. Really sad. We like went through a breakup at the same time. Slay. But like
breakup sisters.
And then for one of your friends to ask your ex-boyfriend on a date, that recently too. It's not like it was her ex from 2 years ago.
Yeah.
This was like last month.
It's just like any man that like you've talked to or any of our girlfriends have talked to, I instantly find unattractive. Cause I'm like, okay, like you've already... That was your man. Like, why would I...
For me, because they weren't, like, best friends, but they were friends.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think, like, obviously, like, we would never fucking do that. But, like, someone that I just kind of, like, know, like, see a lot, like, that I can maybe see at a pregame and go out with. Someone like that. For me to talk to your ex-boyfriend, it would have to be your ex-boyfriend maybe of, like, a million years ago. I probably still wouldn't even do it. And, like, that man better be your soulmate. You better get married and have kids, and it better be so worth it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, he better be your man. Like, you better stick it out through the end. Because, like, you fuck shit up for that, and that better be the one.
Yeah.
That
and I also don't understand,
one.
Too, like, the way, like, isn't it also kind of a red flag when you see a guy just break up with your girlfriend out of nowhere? You know, like... I just, like, why would I want to be with someone or, like, go try to talk to someone that literally just broke up with their girlfriend for no reason?
I
feel like it's a red flag.
I just can't believe like a girl to do that, because also like, what kind of girl is like, he's like, the ex-boyfriend in question is like an average dude. What average. Kind of girl just like DMs a
she
random
lives
dude
in
on
New York City, dude?
Like, what kind of girl's just DMing random dudes and asking them on dates? Are we doing that?
Right?
I don't do that. It's so weird.
So weird. And I guess supposedly she was sitting at the bar texting her ex. I don't know. So I don't know if she was texting her ex at the time and they were exes, or if she was texting her boyfriend, because the way she worded it was very weird. So I didn't know if like they were broken up and she was texting her ex, or she was just saying in past tense that it was her boyfriend, but it's an ex. But anyways, so she was sitting there texting, and then literally right next to her, she's going onto her Instagram and like going into her
finding
him and DMing him, like while they're sitting next to each other.
It's actually crazy. It's so actually nuts. Wild. I mean, like, I'm not gonna lie, like, I'm loving watching it unfold, but I feel so bad.
Yeah.
It's like, but I feel bad, but I also, it's a good thing, because that makes you get over your relationship so fast when they fuck you over.
Yeah.
Like, a man fucks you over like that, and like, but you're on to the next. So it's almost like good for her. Like, it more so sucks in the friend route of like, damn, you thought you had a friend and she did you dirty. Mm-hmm. But in the relationship route, it's a good thing.
Yeah,
because then you're just kind of like, fuck him, and you let it, you move on, and like, you're better.
Yeah.
But that more sucks that your friend, and I wonder what that's gonna, I just wonder how this is gonna unfold with like all the New York, because the New York influencers are like a niche group. Like,
dude, they're all commenting on it.
I know.
Like, all of them. And they're like talking shit too.
I know.
I'm like, oh my God, do we already hate her already or something? Like, what's
well,
the tea?
I think because it's not even like the way she's talking about it. And like, everyone must know. I mean, I'm sure their group chats are
going off.
Oh, I'd love to be put in one.
Yeah.
I would love to be put in one. I would do anything. I would be a fly on the wall and just read. Well, read. That's his name. But I meant like read the words. So I think it's like, so like, it's not like, oh, I think she did this. Like, bitch has the details. Bitch has the step by step of what happened. She did it. Like, it's not like, let's wait to hear her side. She did it. Point blank, period. Like, something crazy would have to come out for this to be like not true.
I wonder how like she found out anyway.
I don't know. I feel like Callie's kind of like a crazy bitch. She finds things out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
in a good way, crazy bitch. Not a bad way.
No.
Like a positive crazy bitch.
Yeah.
And she even said that. She was like, you messed with the wrong person.
Yeah.
Like, she's going to drop a whole podcast.
Dude, yeah, exactly. That's the thing too. Why would you ever mess around with somebody like that does social media?
And does social media the way she does social media.
Yeah.
Like
you
I know.
You are asking to get called out.
Yeah. Like, you know, like, she's the type of person that like, she's obviously going to read you to filth on the internet.
Yeah.
Pop off as she should.
Yeah. Oh, I want to get more like her. Even though I have no like drama in my life.
That's the thing. I have no drama. Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, wait, what? There would be nothing for me to ramble about.
If any influencer out there wants to go on a date with my ex-boyfriend so I can make TikToks about it, feel free. I'd love to make TikToks.
Yeah.
They would get a lot of views. Her videos are getting so many views. This video's been up for 3 hours.
Dude, pop up. And
views.
I am also so happy for them getting a new podcast, like the two of them together. Obviously, I loved like Carly, the
well,
three
like,
of them together.
Actually, like, Carly's like journey, like it's actually really like sweet, like her video about it.
Yeah.
Like,
she approached it very well.
Yeah, like it's very like a mature decision to be like, that's just not like
her
fitting
thing.
Her like her thing right now, and she has
and
to,
she says she's gonna do her own podcast, but it would be like a different like motivational type one. But yeah. Anyways, I don't know. I like the two of them.
I like them. Yeah, I think a lot of people's first thought with New York City influencers is to like hate on them like ridiculously, and I just like don't think so.
Yeah, I mean, don't judge a book by its cover.
Yeah.
Anyways, my other thing is I saw recently, because we were talking about obviously Dave and Savannah, but then I saw that Raquel is coming out with her own podcast. Did you see who's like the owner of this podcast?
Yeah,
Bethany, like the crazy Bethany lady.
Bethany Frankel?
Yeah. She's like producing it for Raquel because I guess they're best friends, which I don't understand how that friendship came about.
Well, it's on like iHeartRadio, right?
Yeah.
It's on iHeartRadio, and the preview sounded like AI.
Yeah. So
the preview sounded... Sorry, I'm like talking slow because I'm looking at it on Instagram right now.
I'm going to listen to the one episode where she does her tell-all, but then after that, I would have no desire to ever listen to her podcast.
she just like can't talk very well. I do feel, I'm gonna have to say, like, I do kind of feel bad for her because like, why? I think like this, like, not to be mean, like I think she's just a little like going through it and like not the brightest gal, and like that man like really like manipulated her, and like
I'm not
like,
gonna feel bad.
Like, I think like to an extent, like I think he's worse than her, and like I think she got like torn to shreds, and I think she did her time with her punishment.
Yeah, I mean,
like she got,
there's nothing worse you can possibly do.
No, there's really nothing worse that you could do. Like, you really,
like, there's nothing worse.
That's like, no, like, it's so bad, and like she is crazy 100%, but I think like he like really like fucked her. Like, she seems like not mentally okay.
Yeah,
like she seems like she needs like help.
I mean, if she can turn it around and within the next year like do some crazy shit, like create like this like charity program or just something to like,
I think the other reason I'm like not as like, I don't hate her so much is like Ariana's whole career skyrocketed because of that. Like, she's not sitting at home crying.
Yeah,
she's doing just fine. Like, she's doing exceptional. Mm-hmm. So it's like, didn't really affect her. Like, it was like probably like sad in the moment, but like her career's like, she's making so much money. She's like, what, like a win Dancing with the Stars, like queen.
Yeah,
but Raquel's podcast, like the preview sounded like AI. It was very weird.
It's probably just the same as like Alex Earl's, like so fucking scripted.
Yeah,
because I even think when I listen to Alex Earl's podcast, I'm like, this is so scripted, it hurts.
Like, it sounds like you wrote in ChatGPT, like write an intro for Raquel's podcast. Yeah. By Raquel, and it like, I think she's like going back to being Rachel.
Yeah. Yeah, she should.
No, she is, because it used to be Raquel, now her at, yeah, because it's Rachel. Mm. Rachel goes rogue. She dropped the Raquel and went back to Rachel.
Interesting.
It's a weird thing to be doing. Can't just change your name.
Yeah. My last thing, this is so fucking random, but I was driving the other day, and it kind of like has to do with just like obviously this episode, but hardly, honestly. But CarPlay and Cars did, like, growing up, like when CarPlay started coming out, like, and people started getting CarPlay in cars, did you used to think that they were like the most rich people ever? Like, I remember when my first friend got a car and they had the CarPlay, and you'd plug in your phone and like the whole display would pop up on the screen. I'm like, wow, this is some rich people shit.
I guess because like I had like the worst car, but I didn't have a lot of friends that had that. Like, I didn't have a lot of friends.
Well, it was in college that it like came out, or at least for me, it was like my freshman year of college. It would have
been my high school. Like, yeah. I didn't really have friends that had that, but I will say, like, I think CarPlay like sucks. Like, it's not done well.
I love my CarPlay.
It could be better. Like, just like the way it's done is like not great.
Yeah, I was also thinking about it too, because CarPlay,
there's no reason CarPlay isn't Bluetooth. Like, why isn't it Bluetooth?
But also, it has no like software updates. Like, why doesn't it update like a phone updates?
I don't know. I think
it's just gonna be,
like, in the car.
What?
I don't know. It's in the wrong person.
I don't know, but it just, I was going down a rabbit hole just thinking about my CarPlay when I was driving.
I don't even know if my car, I don't do CarPlay in my car.
Well, you don't really need to.
No.
Yeah. And now there's Teslas, dude. And I remember when Teslas came out, and I'm like, that shit's weird.
I thought if you had a Tesla, you were like the richest person on earth.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's how I felt with the CarPlay thing. I'm like, if you have CarPlay in your fucking car, you are so rich.
Yeah, if you had a Tesla, I was like, you make $5 million a year.
Yeah.
But then I also didn't know that there was cheaper Teslas, aka the Model 3, aka what I drive. There's like, not all Teslas
are expensive. Putting up a front. She's like...
No, like, that's like my favorite thing to tell people, no, is like that my car wasn't expensive, because buying cars is a fucking bitch and they're all so expensive. You want to go like a 2000...
Especially when you're not educated on it.
Yeah, but like, you want to go get a 2015 Toyota, they're going to charge you an insane amount of money, and you could... just buy a Tesla. Like, I was looking at, like, the Tesla was the same price as the lease of Nissan that they were trying to give me. Like, the Tesla was not crazy. I was also buying a car at, like, the worst time to buy a car.
Yeah.
But Teslas aren't expensive.
Yeah. All right. Week recap, or weekend recap, I guess. Friday, I started my rotisserie tour, which was really fun. Rotisserie chicken tour, went to Lou's, which I know you don't really have a boyfriend right now, but, like, It's the perfect date night.
You know
place.
What's funny? Like, you don't really have a boyfriend. Like, you kind of have a boyfriend,
dude. Which we'll get into because we were making some comments after you two left. And I'll bring my comments back up. I'll circle back to that. But
okay,
yeah. So
he's gonna listen to this, and I hope he listens.
Does he still listen to the pod?
Yeah, literally.
What the fuck? Go, get out of here, you troll!
I go, do you listen? He goes, no. I go, yes, you do. He's like, yeah, I do.
Get the fuck out of here, troll.
Okay, and it went to loose.
Yeah, so it's perfect date night place because it's $40. You get a whole rotisserie chicken, a big ass salad, two sides, and two sauces.
Maybe I'll just get it by myself.
Yeah, literally, you can have leftovers for the next day. And it was great, amazing. But then we came back because I got a glass of wine there. I was like, fuck, I really want a glass of wine right now. I'm like really wanting to just get drunk because I was having a really fucking bad day, like low energy. I'm in my luteal phase, like I'm just being a fucking bitch. And I'm getting a glass of wine, and that glass of wine instantly made me smile. And then my boyfriend looks at me and goes, do you want to go back and just like kill a bottle? And I go, fuck yeah, I do.
And it would like, honestly, work perfectly because my Friday night plan, I went to the gym after work and I went to HEB. I got a pint of ice cream, Nick's ice cream. It was gross. I got a pint of ice cream.
Stop. I like Nick's ice cream.
Oh, the one I got was disgusting. Like it tasted healthy. Like it was nasty. It tasted like chemicals. Got a pint of ice cream, got myself a bottle of wine. And I was like, 1.5 glasses deep, and then you guys came home and
we
started
came
drinking
strolling
wine.
In.
You guys came home and started drinking wine. I was like, oh, I was already drinking wine. Like, my plan was to kill a bottle by myself, and then we were just all drinking wine.
Yeah, so I poured us glasses, and then I was like, oh, like I looked at my boyfriend, I'm like, do you want to play Monopoly? And then he looks at Taylor, and he goes, Taylor, do you want to join? And then Taylor just smiles. She goes, wait, really? Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, okay, yeah.
Yeah, like, I'll join in on the date night.
I was like, I was going to, like, just like go in my room.
But yeah.
Like, I'll play.
So the three of us are just sitting at the kitchen table just playing Monopoly for what, like an hour?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Played like four games, three.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. I love fucking playing Monopoly. Everyone better be getting that for a stock and stuffer.
It was very fun. Not, Monopoly Go. Is that what it's called? Monopoly Go?
Deal.
Monopoly Deal.
Yeah.
Deal. Monopoly Deal. I had three glasses of wine, and let me tell you, drunk. I was laying in bed a few sips into my third glass. And I was like,
dude, I had one and
a half.
I was
like, wait, I'm drunk. Like,
it'd be like that.
I'm drunk. Like, it feels like I just got home from like the bars. Like, I'm drunk. But it was the best because I was in bed going to sleep.
Yeah.
It was wonderful.
I had some sexy time, drunk sexy time online.
I just think we could have inferred that and that could have been left.
You don't like when I talk about that?
I just think we all like could have guess that.
I know, but what I was gonna say is that I enjoy it. It's better.
It's best.
Better than tequila drunk.
Wine drunk makes me like,
no, but I'm talking about like sexy time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, wine drunk makes me like one sip of wine
horny.
It's not even that. It's like touchy.
Yeah,
like,
touchy.
All alcohol does that, but wine does it like.
Yeah. Well, tequila nice makes me want to dance and shake ass.
Oh, we'll wine, talk about how tequila made me want to dance and shake.
Yeah.
Ass.
Wine, though, makes me, yes, touchy, lovey, happy.
Yeah, tequila's, like, touchy, but I want to, like, dance on the dance floor touchy.
Like, wine, there's Red Bull and fucking tequila. I don't know what's going on.
Wine is, like, touchy, like, lay on the couch, kiss touchy.
Yeah. No, I agree. And then, so, Saturday, I fucking... We had the plans of recording the drunk Q&A on Saturday, but then my boyfriend was going to be the one to ask us the questions. But guys, some of y'all's questions were raunchy as fuck, and I just didn't feel comfortable having my boyfriend ask me the questions and then me answer them with him sitting across the room. So we need to find a different person to ask these questions to us because I just didn't want to disrespect him.
Yeah, we'll have a friend.
And like,
my
ex-boyfriend
said he would do it. I said no.
Yeah, I was like, I mean, to be fair, like, I told him he could have just plugged his ears. I was like, you can plug your ears when I answer. And he was like, nah.
His friend should have done it.
Yeah.
I was going to come.
Yeah.
He could have, like, stayed in a room.
Yeah.
We'll do it, though.
We'll do it this week.
Yeah. I had, like, such a afternoon on Saturday, like a self-care vibes at a chiropractor appointment. Got cracked.
Which, guys, that chiropractor is hot.
That was all my swipe ups. Like, when I tell
dude,
you,
dude, that's why I'm saying it, because everyone else agrees.
Like, literally, I was just getting swipe ups. Like, my mom was like, oh my God, he's so cute. I was like, she's the chiropractor.
Guys, plot twist. Give it 6 months. She's going to start dating the chiropractor.
How much do chiropractors make?
I don't know.
I'll see. That's a deciding factor. Yeah, so y'all are like being all weird in my DMs. Like, literally, like, get a grip. Like, keep it in your pants. And then I went to the gym for like 30 minutes. Quick arm workout. In and out. And then I went to dance because one of my teachers that like, not one of my teachers, one a girl that teaches at the same studio I teach at like my colleague, if you will, but like I just see her at dance all the time. Like, I have my like dance friends. She started teaching at a new place on Saturdays, and it was her first class, and it was free. So I was like, oh, I want to pull up. And it was full at capacity. Like, I messaged her. I'm like, wait, if the sign up button is gone, does that mean it's full? She's like, yeah, but just show up anyways if someone no shows. And I was like, okay, I'll take my chances. So then the lady at the front desk was like, 5 minutes into class, if there's like a no show or a spot, you can go. So they're like, 105. I was like, can I go? And she was like, oh yeah, you're good. I was like, bye.
Someone she's just not going to tell you.
She forgot I was sitting there.
Oh my God.
I was like, no worries. Don't worry about it. I'm in there. And there was like this older man in the class. Like, that's what's so fun about dance. Like, there's so many different types of people in this class. Like, there's girls that go to UT. There's like adults. Like, it fluctuates.
Yeah.
There was this like older man like trying so hard, and like he couldn't like really do it. But I'm like, oh my God, like it was so cute. And I just wanted to know like his like story. Like, did he like, is he just like randomly trying to do this because he like is old and just wants a hobby? Was he like a dancer when he was young, but now he's just like old? Like, I don't know, but it was like really cute and really heartwarming. Like, it was really cute. And then one of the girls that I saw dance and had a long conversation with, because she was like, it's just been a while, like I'm 30, like I can't remember the choreography, like I'm struggling. And I was like, you should come, because like this one studio we went to was a little more intimidating. I was like, where I teach and where she teaches during the week, I was like, it's like really good vibes. I'm like, you should come, you'll have a really good time. And like, so I'm talking to her a lot, we're walking to our car together. Tell me how, why we went out. When we went out, I get out of the Uber. Who is standing right in front of the bar?
What the
her
fuck?
From dance. And I looked up and I was like, hey. And she was like, oh my God, hey. I'm like, how random.
Dude, this city is so
like,
small.
How random that I just saw you on West outside of a bar when I just like talked to you at dance. It was so random.
That is so random.
Right? So random.
Yeah, so while Taylor was at dance, I actually was like, I just need to get out of the house. So I went over to the bars with all my friends because they were watching football, college football at the bars. And I decided, I'm not drinking, so I'm going to bring Mac. That is like the perfect top tier thing to do. If you're going to go to the bars and you don't want to drink, bring your dog with you, because then you have a responsibility and people will understand that and they won't heckle you on being like, just drink, drink, drink. Because then I'm like, oh, well, I have my dog and I have to bring him home. Like, I drove here. I brought my dog, like, I need to bring him home. So that was my excuse. I didn't drink. And I love bringing Mac because it's like, he's the entire topic of discussion, like, the entire time. Like, everyone's coming up to him left and right, like, petting him, just, like, wanting to know everything about him. I'm like, yeah, he's fucking perfect. But it's actually funny. So, Taylor, there was this one guy that, like, was walking in the bar when we were at Parlor and, like, literally stopped, look at Mac, but then, like, also, like, looked at me, but then looked back at Mac, and his eyes just, like, he looked so shocked. And then he comes over, pets Mac, and I never said my name to him, like, ever.
And he said Sam?
No.
Oh.
Never said my name. He asked what Mac's name was, and I go, it's Mac. And then he goes, oh, my God, like, thank you so much for letting me pet him. Then this morning, I go to my DMs. He DM'd me. And was like, oh, my God, like, I'll just read it. He goes, came back inside to pet him again yesterday, but y'all were gone, dot, dot, dot.
Oh, weird.
I'm like, how the fuck did you know who I was? Like,
I mean, it's like, it's not like that crazy that he knew who you were, because like we have followers.
But yeah, like, but still, like, but like, way to make it creepy. Like,
way to make it creepy. Yeah,
like,
way to
that's creepy. Just creepy. Yeah. Like, you either like knew with your intent when you were coming over, like you knew who I was, or you didn't. Maybe you didn't. And then maybe one of your friends saw that you were talking to me and
was like, oh, this
oh my God, strong. Like, that's this girl I follow her on Instagram, like super cool, like whatever, whatever, small talk. And then maybe that's when he Instagram DM'd me. But either way, like, men just don't know how to like not be weird. Fucking weird and creepy.
Very weird.
I literally looked at it this morning. I'm like, what the fuck?
That's weird.
And he doesn't even follow me either. And we don't have any mutual people. So that's I found it very odd.
And it's not like it's TikTok where that could have just came up.
Right.
On his thing.
Yeah. No. So very odd. And then I came home real quick to bring Mac around like 3:34. And we had a dinner reservation with one of our girlfriends at 7. But I was like, again, still not wanting to sit around at home.
I needed
was too
to go
antsy.
Out too. I saw Sam was out when I was at dance. So I like texted. I swiped up to like our friend Haley's story because they were together. I was like, how long are you staying out? Because I was like, I'm like kind of been out. I don't want to sit home because it gets dark so early that I'm like, if I sit here till 7,
literally.
Like I'm going to sleep. I was like, I need to be out like somewhere. So I was like, I'm gonna keep my eye out on where people are and I'm just going to get ready and I'm going to venture. I'm just gonna go. So I just like literally came home from dance, started getting ready, and I was like, I'll have a plan, but I'll see where I go.
Yeah, so we went back out. We went to Buford's, which love Buford's, but also hate Buford's at the same time. Like, I got a fucking espresso martini for $20 there. It was disgusting. So I texted our friend Liv, and I was like,
such an Austin, Texas thing to say.
I know, right? So we went to this little cocktail bar before dinner, and I was fucking starving, like so hungry. And so I got a steak skewer. It was amazing.
Me too. I got steak
and wine. And I realized, dude, I'm in my wine night. Like, that's what I'm drinking tonight, because we got wine at dinner as well. Well, no, you didn't get wine, but I got wine at dinner. We went to a sushi place after. And like, one thing about me is I don't like mixing raw fish with drinking, like a binge drink night, like that type of night. Like, I can do it with a few cocktails, but if I know I'm going out to the bars, like, something doesn't sit right with me knowing I have raw fish just in my stomach.
I agree. I could go to sushi, get a cocktail.
Yeah.
But I can't
go to the bars after.
Drink a tequila soda after a shrimp tempura.
No.
Like, it's just not happening.
So that's why we ate at the little cocktail bar before when we got steak. And then we were with all our friends sitting at the table and they were eating. And I just got a glass of wine, which I was going to get sake after. Dudes, thank God we did not get that sake, because I was fucked up.
Guys, I was kind of like falling asleep, like getting there. I was like, I need to wake up.
Oh, dude, we were feral as fuck now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah. So I'm like, God, I need to wake up. I get like a beer at Buford's because I didn't know what I wanted. I was very indecisive. And I was like, I'll just sip on this. Like, literally gave half of it to my friend. We go to the cocktail bar. I get a spicy margarita. I'm feeling on
which,
top of the world.
Those drinks are strong.
And they don't taste like it. And I'm feeling, woo! Like, I'm like, whoa, let's go. We are sitting at this sushi place after that literal one spicy margarita and half of a Miller Lite. I've never done drugs, but this is what I'm at. Like, I was like, am I on drugs? Like, I literally, like, I could run.
We literally don't need drugs, though. That's the thing.
I was like, right now, like, I couldn't sit still. I was like, I want to be up and running. Like, if he told me to run home right now, like, however many miles that is, like, I would run there. Like,
yeah.
I was like, I need to go. Like, I was just, like, itching to, like, move. Like, I don't know what was in that drink, but it, like, I don't know. It was like a fucking
Red
Bull, but
you,
there was
dude.
No. I was literally just like, "Oh my god!"
What was it? Tequila.
Whoa. Yeah.
I'm telling you, tequila has a sneak of Red Bull in there. It does. Like, whoever manufactures like tequila,
tequila's caffeinated.
It is, dude. Like, the tequila drunk makes me want to run.
I was like on one for real, like sitting at that restaurant, one drink in, and then my next drink kind of calmed me. But when I was waiting for that drink, I was like, I was like, I need to go.
Yeah. And so we then ended up leaving dinner, and then we went to Lucky Duck, which is my fucking favorite place in the world, and we got an espresso martini because I was craving an espresso martini. So I went from wine to espresso martinis. And Taylor, last night I only had four drinks. Five, actually. Five. And I got so fucking hammered off of five drinks within what? How long were we out?
I had five.
5 hours?
I had five too.
Yeah. How was I so drunk?
I wasn't so drunk. I was good level drunk. I was like, I wasn't
too. No, I definitely was too.
Like, I was
like, I maintained a good drunk.
I felt like fine.
Me too. But either way, five drinks, that's like sweet spot for amount of drinks in a night. Like, yeah. Long span night.
Yeah.
Because I had two glasses of wine, showed up at Lucky Duck. My boyfriend had an espresso martini sitting there waiting for me. Then we went over to.
Well, you had two glasses of wine and an espresso martini.
Two glasses of wine and espresso martini. Yeah, so it's three.
Oh, drinks. They meant the Lucky Duck espresso martini.
Yeah. And then I got a drink at Key Bar, is that what it's called?
At Lucky Duck, so two espresso martinis.
I didn't have two espresso martinis.
At Buford's in it.
Oh, yeah, but that thing didn't, like, that didn't, there was nothing. Yeah, that drink did not count whatsoever. That was horrible. It wasn't even full up to the glass. Like, it was like maybe 4 ounces of fucking whatever it was. And then a drink at Key Bar, and then one that the, our friend Carly's a bartender. She gave me a free drink.
So yeah. Five drinks. I had five drinks too, now that I'm counting. And two of them were beers. And one of the beers I didn't even finish.
Yeah. So I'm really sad though. We went all the way over to fucking East. And literally 5 minutes before we got there, all of our friends left.
Yeah, really rude.
I was like, what the fuck?
I saw a cute guy at East. And when I'm drunk, I'll talk to cute guys.
Did you talk to him?
Yeah. Cause
what? I didn't even notice.
Barely, though. Like, it was kind of like, I gave him, like, I talked to him. And if he wanted to talk to me, he could have kept talking more. But he didn't. You know what I mean? But I, like, opened the door because our friend wanted to do a shot. And I was like, okay, I'll do it. Cause like I hadn't had that many drinks and I knew I was going to like end up going home. I was like, I'm down.
Yeah.
I was like, we'll just go get it. So I was just like, what shot should we get? And like his friend was like, tequila. And I was like, and Liv was like, no. And I was like, hey, we're not taking your advice. And he was like, I wouldn't have done tequila either. And then they'd like kind of like walk behind us and like I ordered shots and I told her, I'm like, oh wait, fuck. I was like, should I have got four? And she was like, you should have. And I was like, no. I was like, when I'm like spending money on that. But I opened the door. I was like, see, if I'm drunk, like I'll just talk to them. Like if someone's just standing in front of me, like I'll just, but like, if I was sober, I'd be like, oh my God, I'm not talking to that guy. But I was just like, what shot should I get? Like, I'm just like, dee.
Yeah.
He wasn't even cute. He just had a mustache and a backwards hat. That's all.
Damn.
I don't know what he'd look like. Minus, and he was wearing a nice outfit.
Yeah.
So
I wonder. Clothing really does it for men, though. Like if a man can dress, but
I literally just laughed because, like, I was just thinking you say like a man that dress, and then I thought of your boyfriend in the shirt that you hate.
I fucking hate that shirt. He knows it too, and he always will. He'll be like getting ready, and he'll pull it out of the closet. And be like, should I wear it? I'm like, no. one of these days, I'm gonna fucking burn that shirt, guys. He has this one like teddy bear shirt, and the collar on the shirt is massive.
The neckline looks like a little kid like stretched.
Yeah.
No, so like when I'd wear like big t-shirts that were like my brother's or my dad's, like when I was little, and I'd wear it, and the neckline would be like so big and hanging off my shoulder. That's the vibe.
And it has a massive teddy bear on the front. I'm like, dude, why do you like that shirt? Like
Ralph Lauren.
He likes that shirt, though. No, like he likes it. No, isn't it? It's Ralph Polo
or whatever. Oh, something like that. It's a good brand.
A polo shirt, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm like, and he has
Ralph
two
Lauren
of them.
Is Polo, no?
I don't know. But.
Yeah, Polo Ralph Lauren.
Okay. But he has two of them. So he has a blue one.
And a gray one.
And a gray one. And he'll be like, oh, so he'll pull out the gray one and be like, so this one tonight? I'm like, no. Then he goes, what about this one? And then he pulls out the blue one. I'm like, no.
My ex-boyfriend also has shirts that I hated, but I never told him. But then we broke up and I was like, I fucking hate that shit. Like, why?
Dude, it's so crazy that something as simple as a shirt can really like make or break like a man's outfit. Yeah. Like
even a plain shirt, it has to be like a good plain shirt.
Yeah, right. Oh my God. And sometimes like he'll pull out like one that has like a pink logo. Like, he has this one black shirt with a pink logo on it. I'm like, I literally hate that. It's like neon pink with black. I'm like, I hate that. Oh, he's gonna be so mad that I'm like thinking about his fucking wardrobe right now. Well, we just did Christmas gifts this morning, so he's good now.
Anyways, my night, I was like, I was like slowly like phasing out. I was like,
dude, we were bar hopping like crazy. I don't know why.
We were leaving so much. Then like a lot
you
of
guys left us
up.
At fucking WTF.
I was looking for it. I didn't know where you were.
Dude, I was at the food truck in the corner.
Well, we were still on the sidewalk. You didn't miss anything.
I know, but I was still like where I thought
those
you guys
fries
like
fries you got from the food truck were some of the best food I've ever had.
But it was
in my
boiling
entire,
like, hot.
Not when it got to us.
No, dude, no, it was boiling hot. He gave me one of those chicken tenders and put it in my mouth, and I thought my mouth was gonna explode.
The fries were exceptional.
But, curly fries are the best.
They were so good. They were so curly. They were so crispy.
They were so curly. No shit, they're fucking curly fries.
You know when you get the ones that are like perfect?
Yeah.
Things, like the perfect
yes,
ones?
They were perfect
they
curly
were
fries.
So good. But we're like,
dude, we should buy some frozen curly fries.
Okay. We were like dancing at the bar though. We were
dude, yeah. Oh no, yeah. This is another conversation that needs to be off mic though. Because I was getting fucking irritated.
You were getting irritated?
Irritated, so irritated.
At who?
No, conversation off camera.
Okay, I'm excited to know. And I was like phasing out and like I was like, I need to go. Because it was either I always have this moment where like I'm getting kind of tired and the drunk is leaving. So I either have to like take two shots at the bar and keep up
mm-hmm.
or make a good decision. And
what time did you leave at? Like 11?
Something like that. You got home not much after me.
I got home at 11:45. So you probably left at 11.
I think I left at 11 about then. And then I like...
So crazy. Like we're like, oh yeah, like 11, which is so fucking early.
So early.
But like, it's just funny because like we normalize getting home at 11 midnight, whereas some people probably listening to this right now are like,
I started at 11.
Yeah, like I started at 11. What are you doing?
No, we
start in the city of Austin at like 5 p.m.
Yeah, we literally started at 5.
Yeah.
So I'm going home and then of course like I'm bored. So I was like, and I like, of course, I get text my ex-boyfriend. I was like, are you out? And he's like, yeah. And you know what's so annoying is that, like, being the influencer that I am, he always knows what I'm doing.
Yeah.
He knows I'm out. He knows what bar I'm at, you know? Mm-hmm. Well, I guess I didn't post exactly where, but, like,
yeah, but even if I'm posting,
he knows, like, he knows where I'm at. He knows what I'm doing. He knows what I'm wearing. He knows who I'm with. Like, because I post every fucking life on the internet. And with him, I kind of knew some bits because, like, I follow his friends, obviously. So I had an idea. But he was like, yeah, I'm out. And I, like, wanted, I was like, I'm going to go to your house. And he was like, no. Like, I'm going to go to your house. And I was like, do you mean it? I was like, well, I'm going home. You can come if you want. And then I was like, I live, like, all the way at the top, so I, like, I'm not going down there. So, like, the door's open, lock it behind you. Then I checked your location, and you were, like, so close. And I was like, don't lock it. I was like, Sam's coming home. Leave it open. And he was like, okay. So, yeah, like, you guys missed each other by, like, a second.
Really?
Yeah, and I was like, Sam, I was like, you're gonna, like they're, like, right behind you, I think. I was like, she's either in front. I didn't know where he was because I don't have his location anymore.
Yeah.
So I was like, but I knew he was, like, close. I'm like, you guys are gonna, like, maybe run into each other. He's like, maybe I'll stay down there to say hi.
I would have, like, screamed and, like, been scared there was, like, a murderer in the house. I'm like, ah!
Yeah, so that was that.
Yeah, so we ended up fucking going all the way over to East. Yeah, after,
I'm so glad
we went from west to east to west to east. Like, that's a lot of fucking Ubering around, like, craziness. But we got there and Latchkey line was so long. I was like, me and my boyfriend looked at each other. We were like, we're not waiting in this. And everyone else waited and we were like, we're going home. So we got home, came back here, which so happy we came back here because every other time we go out, I sleep at his place. And we never like usually will go when out at night.
You know what's funny? When you came back, I didn't like hear him for a second. I thought you were here alone because like you came here.
Yeah.
I was like, why'd you come here by yourself?
No. We never after a night out come back up here because
it's farther.
Yeah, it's definitely a little bit not really. Okay, I'm making excuses for him. No, fuck that. No, there's no excuse. We should be sleeping after at my house on a night out. So we came back and then I made him fucking like two bowls of ramen after he had already downed like a whole thing of chicken fingers and french fries and shit. Eating ham and he was giving me shit being like, ham is so fucking gross to just eating raw. Like you need to be putting it with shit. And then what happens when I turn an eye? He's eating all my fucking ham. I was like, bro, but like stop touching my ham. Like this is my ham. You were just shitting on my ham.
That's so funny.
Drunk food. I never used to be like a drunk food eater.
Boyfriends
do it. Like I'm because like the thing is I'm like not really like hungry. Like I can just like pass out, go to bed. But then like he's hungry, so then I'm like, okay, well now I'm gonna eat food.
The last thing I did before I left and got in my Uber was put a fry in my mouth from that takeout. And that's the only reason why I wanted more food. I was like, I need more chips. But then I came back, I didn't have french fries. Like I was so pissed. I was like, oh, I would smash french fries. So I had one cookie.
what kind of cookie?
I have like chocolate chip cookies that are like in a bag, like snacks. So I had a cookie.
Yeah.
And then
that does not sound enjoyable.
It wasn't.
It's like not a post, what I wanted. Post drinking, you just have one cookie.
I wanted something salty.
Yeah, like
and I landed on a cookie.
Yeah, gross.
And then
you're like, I was just craving fries, so I had a cookie. Like, okay.
Then I had a good night.
Yeah, Taylor. So I woke up the next morning. Well, actually, no. We heard you upstairs, and I go, I hear a man's voice. I hear a man's voice upstairs. And my boyfriend's like. Did you hear him yelling up at you guys last night? Mm-mm. He's yelling. He was like, what are you guys doing up there? Like screaming. I was like, stop.
No, I didn't hear that. If I did hear it, I would have went down there.
Yeah. So then the next morning, the two of you guys come waddling down the stairs.
Oh, no. But tell me how he like didn't want to go in there and say hi. He was like standing in the kitchen. I was like, why are you hiding? I was like, I know you're here.
Yeah, we know.
Out. And then he plays so hard that like lean in and like hug him and he like pushes me off of him. I was like... Okay. I was like, don't act like you weren't just like simping for me.
Yeah. So then my boyfriend's giving you guys so much shit. Just like saying, like,
what's the deal with this?
Yeah. What's the deal? Are you guys like dating? And then would be like, dude, Taylor talks so much about you. Like when you're not here, like she really wishes like you guys were still dating.
Yeah, we were playing Monopoly and she was like crying. She just said like, I wish you were here so bad.
Which you did. You made a comment. You did well, make a
joking comment.
Like, yeah, I know.
There was like only the three of us.
Yeah.
Like,
But like then you, but the funny thing was like he said that you said like something along the lines of like, oh, I wish that you were here right now playing Monopoly, and you're like, I never said that. And then I chimed in, I go, yeah, you did, Taylor. And then he starts cracking it up. I'm like, you did say that.
He was also in his underwear.
Who was in his underwear? My boyfriend, dude, he loves just sitting.
I came in the kitchen. He's walking into your room, like in his like underwear and a t-shirt. I was like, this is my house, bro. I pay rent here,
dude. Ew, he fucking like, my kitchen. He loves being naked in my bedroom. It's so annoying. I'm like, put your fucking underwear.
But yeah, it was really funny, and like, it's just like honestly so funny, like the way men act in private versus in front of people.
Yeah, right.
Like, get out of here.
Ew.
But you said you had some things to say to me.
What?
You said you had things to say to me that in the morning you had.
Oh, yeah. So then we get in the car because I had to bring him home this morning. And we get in the car and my boyfriend looks at me and goes, dude, it feels like they're still dating. And I go, yeah, it does feel like they're still dating. Like, I'm like they are like dating. Like, you guys are basically dating when you guys are together.
When we're together?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But like, we don't like text like any other time.
It's crazy.
It is crazy.
You guys gotta figure out what you're doing.
I know. We talked about that today.
Well,
it's just like we're both like, it just sucks so bad because like there's only like, it's like one key thing. I don't know how to explain it. Like the easy parts of relationship, like the more like not as important stuff, like we just like get along so good.
I know.
Like, we get along so good. Like
if you wish,
it's the healthiest relationship I've literally like, not right now what we're doing, like relationship wise, like it's the healthiest, easiest relationship I've ever been in my entire life. Like it's so easy. Like we just like get along. Like we like hanging out. We like being together, but it's just like not like, it just like sucks.
You like, guys are like just best friends.
I was like, we're literally best friends. But I'm like, why? Like, it's just so annoying. Like, cause it's like, why can't we just like date? But it just like doesn't work.
Yeah. Like there's certain things.
But like,
adult, like, what's the proper word I'm looking for? Things that would make basically like a marriage work out.
Yeah.
Is not, the two of you are not a match.
Yeah. Like, but it's only like, which those sucks. Like, yeah. Cause like, in like, if it was like every other ways, like every other thing is like fine.
Perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's just it's a hard. I can tell you more about it.
Off mic?
Off mic.
Yeah, we have a lot of talking to do off mic. Sorry, guys.
I have off mic things to say. I would share it if it was only my business.
Yeah.
But it's like his business.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm not trying to put your business on blast.
No, exactly. That's what, when I said earlier.
Yeah, yeah. It's like.
The thing I want to talk about is somebody else's business.
Listen, if it was my business, like I would tell y'all, but I can't be sharing other people's business.
So. Yeah.
I would love to, but
I agree.
But anyways, and now it's Sunday and now we're here.
Yeah. And we're fucking running. I'm going over to my boyfriend's after this for fucking Sunday football.
I have to like get ready and pack for work and get shit together. So
the One Thing About Us podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey friends, let's chat about the holidays. You know, the whole gift giving, card sending, vacay taking scene. But here's a lowdown. No matter how your friends or family does the holiday thing, it's the perfect time to show up for yourself and show some love. Whether you're diving into therapy, taking a break during rough patches, or treating yourself to a laid back day, it's all about you doing you. I actually just started online therapy. Because it's not just for the big stuff. It's about taking charge, setting those boundaries, and becoming the boss of your own narrative. Taking like 1 hour out of your week to talk about you and all about you and all of your issues and just get it all out there is more helpful than you think. And if you're thinking about therapy, check out BetterHelp. It's all online, super convenient, and you can switch therapists seamlessly. In the season of giving, give yourself what you need with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/onething today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/onething onething.
Anyways,
junior
and for so long.
I know. Junior and senior year of high school, baby. If you guys haven't listened to the episode before this, you guys definitely need to do it. Also, why wouldn't you be listening to these episodes in chronological order? I feel like that would just really like throw a curveball for my life if I was listening to somebody's podcast not in order, but do you?
Yeah, I have to open my Finsta so I can.
Oh yeah, dude, I'm going all the way back to my photos just to get a nice little recap.
So I will kind of give y'all a backstory. So my junior year, second half kind of my junior year to early senior year, I got back with my Pitbull ex-boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
So I was dating him in my junior year too, so I was kind of cuffed my junior year, but my junior year was I had two eras. I had my fun party era, and then I had my was with the boyfriend era. I had like two, but I was like fun. Most of the things I've talked about are senior year because I feel like my junior year was very similar to my sophomore year.
Yeah.
But I was partying more. Like I was I was out in these streets.
Yeah. I was like, my summer going into junior year was the summer where I really was like going fucking nuts. So like the drinking and being social, but I still didn't really fully like know who I was as a person.
Junior year, I was like, I had like this really fun friend group who like I miss a lot. They remind me so much of the guys we're friends with now. They're
yeah.
So like them. And me and my best friend like would hang out with these guys all the time. And it was a really fun era of my life, was hanging out with these guys all the time. I started juuling my junior year of high school.
Bad influences of friends, huh?
I was like the first person to start doing it.
You were the start of it?
Well, in my school, because my friends, those guys I was hanging out with, went to private school.
Mm.
The private school kids did all that shit first because mm-hmm. they were just the money, the cool, like they did all that shit. So I was hanging out with private school kids. I know I'm like so cool, but I was like hanging out with the private school kids and they were doing it. And I was like, oh my God, I literally want one. I didn't even know how to like fucking use it, but I like literally thought it was so cool. And then I introduced
That's so crazy.
I introduced it to all my friends at school, and I'm pretty sure they all still vape all the time, literally because of me.
That shit's so bad. My known fact that all of my friends know is I've never used a vape in my entire life.
That's good.
And like, it honestly just has come to the point where
it's a pride thing.
Yeah, it's a pride thing. Like, if someone hands it to me, I'm like, no, I've never used one of those in my life. Like, fuck that.
Yeah.
Like, I have no reason to do it.
No, if you've never done it, like, you're 25 years old, don't
exactly.
do it now.
Why am I going to say at 25 years old, I hit my first vape? Like, fuck no. I'm like never doing it in my life.
17-year-old self made that decision for me. Like,
same with cocaine. Like, I've never touched either. That, never used that. And I'm like, that's my pride thing. It's like, I've never fucking used that or done it. I'm never going to do it.
I wonder if people think we do, like, drugs. Hardcore drugs when we go out. No, never.
I just do shrooms. That's the only thing I do.
I don't do drugs. But so, yeah, I was, like, in my party era. And this was also the start of This is, if you want to talk about Miami culture, partying on fucking South Beach, y'all. We would take the fucking public transportation, the metro and the bus. So it would take like an hour and a half to get there because like all the stops, like, but none of us wanted to drink and drive because we're responsible. So we took all this public transportation. We didn't have Uber money. Like getting over there was like $2. You know what I'm saying? And we would just go get hammered on South Beach, like from like 11 to like sundown. And like, honestly, like I didn't realize like the privilege of like, damn, like that's what I did in high school. Like got drunk on South Beach. Like what a cool life. I like took it for granted. Yeah, you know what I mean?
You can go back to South Beach right now and probably go hang out with the high schoolers that are probably doing that right now. Like,
when I was your age.
Oh God, don't be one of those people. my junior year I was in my relationship. I was a relationship queen all of high school. I had two different boyfriends. So same. My first boyfriend lasted up all the way until my senior year. But we were dating and I was still trying to like figure out who my friends were. I honestly was just kind of dabbling around with like his friend group, being friends with his friends. The hockey boys and then like a group of girls that they would hang out with, but like I never really had like a solid like best friend small circle at that point my junior year. And my junior year was also the year where I was fucking stressing hard about college. Like I was like, bro, like where the fuck am I gonna go to school? Like what do I want to do in school? And I was just honestly gonna go to school undecided, but I knew I really wanted to play sports in college. So my junior year was like the year for me where I knew I was gonna play field hockey in college, but I had to like take that shit so serious. Like
gotta grind.
Field hockey season, like even in high school, getting recruited in high school for field hockey is really fucking hard. You need to also be on a club team. So I was doing club field hockey as well. So like the weekends I was traveling, doing tournaments, going to all these recruiting camps and just like really like putting as much fucking emphasis in field hockey as I could. Like I was going to recruitment camps in like Disney World, Orlando, up at other colleges, and I was getting like a good amount of like recruit emails, like, but I still at this point like had no idea what the fuck I wanted to do. And junior year of high school is when you're like touring colleges and stuff, so like that's a lot of what I was doing because I didn't want to like drink or anything and get sidetracked. So junior year was more of just sports and occasionally drinking, but nothing too crazy.
I was like partying hard, but also very focused on school. I went to go visit schools, like it's like SATs, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And like said it before, but if you weren't listening, like I was a fucking good grades girl, but I like didn't take a lot of effort to get good grades. Like I was just I was just good at school. Like, it's not that I wasn't that smart. I just knew how to do it. Like, I knew how to do the system. It wasn't even that I was that smart. One of my teachers told me that my junior year. She said, "You are queen of doing the least amount of work possible for an A." Like, you don't, like, you literally just, like, work, like, so efficiently. Like, you don't, like, do extra. Like, you don't do less. Like, you just get an A. Like, mm-hmm. you just, like, are the lazy, like, so lazy, but so, like, perfect at grades. I'm like, yep, I know. I know how to work the system, okay? I know how to get A's. Like, I was that person. If we had an essay, mine was, like, one page, and someone would turn in, like, five pages stapled together. But mine was an A. Mine had all the right answers on it. You know? Like, what did you write about? Why did you write a six-page paper? I just, like, could never be me. So when a teacher told me that, I felt really validated. That I was, like, her laziest straight-A student she's ever had. I was like, I'm glad you feel that way, because that's what I strive to be.
Dude, you know what, like, I hated was homework.
I just,
the, like, stress of homework.
I want to say,
okay, I had no time after school to do homework. Like, I did not have time. I never did my homework.
So, like, I have a weird, like, I love school in the sense that, like, I think my, oh, this is more of a senior year thing. But I had this teacher senior year, love her, like, literally to death. I owe any ounce of fucking smartness I have to this teacher. We had so much homework in that class, and it was brutal. But, like, it taught me how to be responsible. Like, her class taught me how to be responsible. Like, really. Because it was, like, it wasn't easy. It wasn't like my other classes where I could just kind of, like, scoop by. Like, it was a lot of work. And, like, me and my, like, one of my best friends at the time in high school, like, we had that class together. And we made it in without ever missing a homework assignment. And there were so many that, like, people were, like, taking Z's, like, on homework. And we never missed a homework assignment, like, the whole year. And they were, like, so hard and long. But, like, it taught me so much about how to, like, get work done and be responsible. And it taught me how to write.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it really taught me how to be responsible.
Yeah. I mean,
I would have failed college without that class. I mean, I dropped out anyways, but.
Yeah. My, so junior year with, like, school, whatever, obviously I had to try my best, but I fucking didn't do good. Which, my GPA in high school, I don't think I even, like, applied to any school and they, like, cared about my GPA for anything.
No, mine did.
I don't think any school I, which, like, I got into a lot of, like, I did get into a lot of schools. It was just more of, like, I had to narrow down college-wise, like, what I really wanted with sports. And I ended up obviously deciding that my degree was going to be graphic design. And the graphic design programs at a lot of the schools that I was applying to sucked. So I had to find a school that had a good graphic design program, had the sport I wanted to play, and also was within, like, fucking an hour of my hometown, because I was such a homebody at this point and I did not want to be far from my family. And I also had a boyfriend. So my college decision was truly based around my boyfriend, which was the biggest fucking regret of my life.
I knew I wanted to go to UF. So my whole goal was always going to UF. I got into every school I applied to. I applied to, like, every college, like, in Florida. Got into all of them, like, not to my own horn. And then getting into UF was, like, the best day of my life. I, like, cried so much. And if you told that girl she wasn't going to finish, she would have been like, what the fuck? But I, like, cried. I was so happy. So college, like, applying was definitely a lot. But I did get into, like, all the schools I wanted to, which was litty.
Yeah. So once I actually figured all the college shit out, my senior year, y'all. Like, that summer, junior year, ending junior year and going into senior year, that summer was when I really started to, like, my house was, like, the party house. Everything, like, all the parties, the summer parties, the pool parties, basement parties, like, everything was at my house. Uh-huh. Because within my town is shaped very weird. It shapes like a boot. Okay. So, like, if you look at a boot, that's, yeah, like, the shape of my town. And I was right in the middle.
Okay.
So, like, people that lived 10 minutes away, like, I was just, my house was perfect because people, like, that lived
right south, everyone was, like, close.
Yeah. I was just the house to go to. And I was having all the parties and I felt just so much pressure being, like, the person hosting, because my parents were so fucking strict on, like, how many people could come. But I had a bulkhead. Do you know what a bulkhead is? So a bulkhead is, like, a stairway entrance from outside, okay, to get to your basement. Okay. And it's, like, has, like, garage. It has, like, okay, two doors that you open up and you, like, walk, yes, down. So you don't go through your house to get to the basement.
Oh, so people could come in.
So I would have people over and I would sneak people through the bulkhead into my house. And my parents would fall asleep. They would fall asleep around 11 o'clock. And all they would really request from me, because they trusted me, was, Sam, just turn down the music a little bit so your dad can sleep. And I would sneak people in through the bulkhead. And there were certain people in my high school that my parents hated and they did not want ever to see at my house. But I would still just let them come over, sneak them in, whatever. And I would have fucking ragers, rippers in my basement, like insane. And we would have my little brother, because my little brother, Zach, he's 2 years younger than me. So when I was a junior, he was a freshman. And we corrupted him so bad. We were like getting him drunk. Like he'd be throwing. I have like videos of him like in. So we had a finished side of my basement and an unfinished side of my basement. So all the really bad things.
An unfinished part of the basement?
Would happen on the unfinished side. We would like sneak in kegs. We would. People would be like.
Sneaking in a keg is crazy. That's I know. So huge.
I know.
You know what's funny? I wonder if you think you were sneaking, but like your parents knew.
Nah, maybe. I don't know. Well, sometimes on some occasions, like if my dad was in a good mood, he would come down and drink with us and like be a fucking like degenerate with us. Like we did a Christmas party and my dad fucking ends up coming down and we had one of these like it was like a present. So we did a sex toy type like Christmas party swap and someone bought a blow up sex doll. My dad came downstairs and saw that was there and was like, what the fuck? So he like grabbed it and I took a photo of him. So I have like a photo of him like holding it and he's holding a beer in one hand. But like sometimes he would come down and like drink with us, but it would honestly really just depend like if I would like who I would have over, if I would be like okay with him coming down, because like I'd be like okay, like he's said max 15 people, now there's like 30 people here, he can't come down, so I'd avoid it at all costs. But yeah, basement parties were the fucking thing.
We had parties at like my best friend's house, which was like right by our high school. We had a bunch of parties there because her parents just like let us, I don't know. So we're having a bunch of parties there like at the beginning of my senior year. I'm pretty much only going to talk about my senior year from now on because that's like the most different, like I feel like I caught you guys up in the last episode of like pretty much the vibes for everything else. But my senior year was pretty wild. So we're having all these parties. They're really fun. I was with my toxic boyfriend. And when I tell you, we would get in screaming arguments at like any type of party, like screaming, crying, every single one. Over the most ridiculous things you've ever heard in your life, I'd be like in tears. So we'd go to these parties all the time. And then we break up because he was texting this girl who like wasn't even like, I don't know, like not a girl you would expect this from, like, oh, I could just see us together. Like if I was single, like I could see us together. Like, so like when it's one of those things where it's like, well, like not cheating, but just like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like that's such a weird thing to do. So we broke up. And I actually had like everyone kind of like rallied for me. Like I was in student government and like there was some groups I wasn't really that close with, which we'll get into the division. That was my senior year, but like even people I wasn't really that close with, like all my student government people, like who we've all had our issues, let me tell you, but like everyone was just like we're here for you, like we're like everyone was just like really like rallying for me. And I was like, oh my god, thanks. Like I have like these videos, like we had like a party like that weekend, like a Christmas party, and like everyone, like we have like the shop video, like everyone's just trying to like really have me up and like get me like fuck him. So I was really nice. And then I pretty much immediately started talking to my like relationship that was like my last like 3 year one.
Yeah.
But kind of by default. So how weird is this? I don't know. Like, I guess he was right. So this kid transfers. Like, I've never met him. Okay. But his mom is our principal's son. So he transfers to the school our junior year. Our junior year he transferred. Literally have never, I've never fucking spoken to him. Like never had a conversation with him ever. And then like our senior year, we sit near each other in science class because we have like mutual friends. So like we sit near each other in class. Again, literally never spoken to this kid once in my life. We just sit next to each other in science. My crazy boyfriend, like the pitbull one, was like, I don't want you fucking talking to that kid. I was like, they went to the same school, the same part.
So they knew each other.
And I'm like, I don't know him. I was like, I have no idea who that is. Like I've literally never spoken to him once. And he was like, he like is into you. I was like, he's never spoken to me. Not once. I don't know what you're talking about. He would get so mad. Like in class, like the doors had like windows.
So you could
see. He would like walk by sometimes. And if he was like the new kid, like the kid, if he was maybe like, if we were all doing like a group project and we're like sharing like a lab table, he'd be like mad that I was like with like it, like with him. And I was like, I don't know what you want me to tell you. I don't know who this kid is. I'm like, we just have the same friend, so we're in the same group. Like, I don't know what do you want me to tell you? And then I went on to date that kid for like 4 years. So I guess there was something that he knew that I didn't, because I was like, I don't know why. And I was so pissed in the moment, but I did go on to date him for like 4 years. So damn. I can't really be mad.
Yeah. Honestly, I have, my situation is pretty similar.
Yeah.
So like my first boyfriend, we dated for almost like 3 years. Mm-hmm. And it was just one of those relationships where he treated me perfect. He was an angel to me, but I couldn't give it all 100% back to him.
Me.
So like, I just like, yeah, I was like, I can't mm-hmm. date you anymore. And so I had to break up with him, and it was so fucking hard because like, he was just begging and begging me like, I'll fix things. I'm like,
no.
I know. And I'm like, I literally just like, I'm just not into you anymore.
Engaged now?
Yes. The one that's engaged. So he found his love. He found his love. And it was funny. Cause like I remember him telling me he loved me, and like, I remember having to just say it back, but like not meaning it.
Oh, no.
No, I know.
It's okay, you're children.
And then that, like, when he told me he loved me, like, that spooked me and scared me. So that's why I broke up with him. I was like, I can't do this. Like, he loves me. Like, I'm going to drag out this relationship, and I just can't be with him. Mm-hmm. So we broke up, and that was in my senior year. And so my senior year, I'm in my boyfriend's friend group at this point, because I had been dating this guy for 3 years. So it's like, his friends are my friends. Yeah. Like, we're all friends. And
I mean, 3 years is like most of your high school.
Yeah. So then obviously, like, I know every single one of these boys. Yeah. And I started to actually start to have like a thing for one of the boys. And he knew right from the jump. He was like, she's gonna jump right to the other guy.
Yeah.
And what did I do? I jumped right to the other guy. Yeah. And bro, the fucking drama in my high school that I like homie hopped, people like gave me so much. It was drama. Like, I couldn't even go to school without getting like a comment from someone being like,
I felt that,
like, being people being like, that's so fucking disrespectful. Like, how can you do that? Like, the divide in our friend group was so bad. Like,
yeah.
And I knew like at some point people were gonna get over it. I'm like, people are gonna get over it. Like, it's just fresh. It's tough. Like, he's gonna hate to see it, but like, we have one more year of high school. Like, let's just get through this year. And I know like no one more will care anymore. Like, in the moment it seems like really bad, but yeah, I started dating one of his like good friends, which they weren't even like best friends. Like, the friend group is so big,
but it's high school, and like, people just know each other. Like, I feel like so many people have like, oh, like, they're close friends. Like, it's just like everyone's kind of like best friends.
But the thing is about like dating within the same friend group, it's like, it makes sense because it's like
they're similar and
they're similar people. Like, dating within the friend group,
it
is,
makes
like,
sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. Like, we're all the same type. Like, we all know each other. Like, we all get along. Like, get like gaining like romantic.
Also, at that age, you only know so many people.
Exactly. Like, my fucking graduating class was 200 people.
Yeah,
half of that is female, so there's 100 people, and then another half of that is just not my type of people. Yeah. Or not even like, maybe a quarter, like only a quarter of that is like my type of person.
Right.
So like, small options. Okay. Yeah. So then I ended up dating this man for another 3 years. So like, I homie hopped, and I was in a relationship back to back for like almost like, with the in between, I would say like 7 years I was like in relationships. But anyways, so what I'm saying is that, yeah, I did the same thing of my first boyfriend was skeptical about one man.
Yeah.
And I ended up dating. But they, like, men just know,
but like,
I guess.
They went to the same school, but they weren't friends. Like, it was so weird. And like, it was funny because like, sometimes in science, I'm going to call my first boyfriend, I'm just going to call him Mr. 305.
Yeah.
We're just going to call him Mr. 305. When I say like Mr. 305 would be like when he's asking you for like a pencil or like asking you if you have paper, like he's flirting with you.
Yeah.
And I was like, I really don't think he is. But then when I started dating him, he's like, I was like, oh, I'm like, well, I didn't pick up on it. So the baseball team and the dancers were like friends. Okay. And almost all the girls like had a boy, like, and it wasn't. Yeah, yeah. So, like, this, the guys were like diehard friends. Like, they'd been friends all of high school, and like, so have we. And there was kind of direct pairs. Like, she's with him, she's with him, she's with him. So then it was talk about going to prom. And I was like, fuck, who am I going to go to prom with? And they're all like, well, him. Like, new kid. Like, you're going to go with him. But I knew how much that Mr. 305 hated him. So I'm like, I literally can't do that. Cause I was like, if I do this and I talk to him, I'm never talking to like Mr. 305 again. Like, mm-hmm. That boyfriend's gone. Like, if I talk to him and like go to prom with him, like, that's it's over, like, for sure. And in the moment, that was, like, scary. You know, you, like, just broke up with someone. I'm like, damn, like, I'm really going to commit, like, over. Like, he's never going to talk to me again. And then I kind of got over really fast because he was so shitty that I was like, yeah, I am going to do it. Like, I don't care. But yeah, they're like, go with him. And I was like, I don't, that's not a good idea. I'm like, I literally just spent the last like 4 months of my life convincing this man that I don't care about him at all. Now you're telling me I have to go to prom with him? I'm like, I'm going to look, that's awful. I was like, this is not good. And I wasn't like into, like, I didn't like, I wasn't like, oh, I like this kid. Like, it wasn't like that at all. But it was kind of just like, you know, everyone else is kind of dating and you're the only two that are not, like, start talking. Yeah. Like, it only makes sense. So we like go to all these parties and like whatnot. One party, like, they're all talking about it, like how he like is like into me. And I'm like, it was kind of like the boys were just kind of whispering. Like, when you can know everyone's talking about you, when you're like, you're all talking about me, can you just say it to my face? Like, I know you're all talking about me. And then it's like, obviously the boyfriends are telling their girlfriends, which are my friends. So like, words just getting around. And I was supposed to, someone was supposed to take me home. I forgot who, like, was supposed to drive me home. And, like, somehow, like, everyone worked together to have it be like, oh, like, he's just going to take you home. Like, just me and him alone in his car. And I was like, well, why? Like, it, like, just was, like, not the plan. Like, it was supposed to be, like, maybe me going home with, like, I forget. But they just somehow arranged it. Oh, this one kid that wasn't even at the party showed up to the party just to bring other people home so that I could be alone in the car. That's what happened. Like, damn. So, and then I didn't know where this kid lived at the time. Obviously, then we dated and I know where he lived. My house was so out of the way and far from his house. So he drove me home, so out of the way. He didn't even kiss me or anything. He like pussied out. But like that was like the start of like us kind of like talking. Like, he just drove me home by myself. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, what are we doing? But he had an ex-girlfriend. And then at parties, we'd like make out or something, you know, like just be dumb. But he had an ex-girlfriend that he recently broke up with. Okay, she was a sophomore. We were seniors. And at one of the next parties, I said, if you're still, like, dating that girl, like, I don't want to be a part of it. Like, because I didn't, like, there was no, like, feelings, no nothing. Like, you know, I was like, if you want to stop right now, stop right now. I was like, mm-hmm. I really don't want to be, like, a part of this if you're still dating that girl. Like, leave me out of it. And he was like, no, I'm not. I was like, okay, cool. Like, A-okay by me. It was not fucking cool, okay? They were, like, back and forth all the time. Like, this girl was so involved. Like, I literally fucking hate this girl, like, to this day. She probably knows it, too. So, mind you, his mom is our principal. So, his mom is at the school all the time. And his mom knows me. Like, they're partying at my house. Like, hello. Like, we literally all, like, it's easy. You can tell what's going on when you're an adult watching kids every single day. You can tell. So, like, we're, like, hooking up all the time. Like, very much, like, together. And in school, he would literally be, like, with, like, never be seen with me. And, like, only, like, she would, like, always be with him. Like, we'd go to his baseball games and she would sit with his mom and, like, I wouldn't. And, like, it was a thing that, like, you film, like, you always film. They want you to film them when they're at bat. A lot of times, like, their girlfriends do it. Their mom might do it. Their dad might do it. But you film it. She would film it. Oh, my God. It was so annoying. And, like, he would tell me, like, don't make a scene about it. Like, oh, but, like, by the way, like, don't film me. And I'd be like, why? Or, like, one time we thought, like, we were just being funny because it was all our friends. We made posters for the game. And he was like, don't do that. And I was like, so his mom, like, hated me and, like, loved this girl. And I was literally torn to shreds. And prom, it was literally like, who are you going to go to prom with? And I was like, if you don't go to prom with me, I'm going to quite literally kill you. I was like, no, I'm going to kill you. I was like, you're going to ruin everything. I was like, our friend group is perfect. Every single girl has a boy they're going to prom with. And you're going to mess it up? I was like, you're going to mess up everything. I'm like, it's literally a perfect, like, it all works out. And we're all friends. I was like, and you know what? You're going to go with the sophomores to prom? You're a loser. So anyone did went to prom with me. And I did,
Did you guys have junior and senior prom?
No, we had one.
Yeah, we had junior and senior prom. So junior year, I went with my first boyfriend. And then the following year, I went with my other boyfriend. But yeah, proms were fucking weird.
Prom was just like, we literally, like, when I tell you, it was just like a perfect match of like all the best friends, like the girls and boys. And I was like, if you don't go to prom with me, you're going to ruin this for everyone. I was like, you're just going to fuck up the flow. I was like, so you have to. And he was actually the first one to start asking to prom. And he asked me to prom first. Like, it was the first like promposal.
It's so crazy that prom, like, at least for me, like, it was dead fucking sober. We had breathalyzers. My senior prom was at Gillette Stadium, like the football stadium. And we would go on a bus and they would breathalyze us before getting on the bus. and then also before getting into the event. So like we couldn't sneak booze onto the bus, couldn't sneak booze in our system into the event. And so it was just fucking dead sober.
Damn.
We would go out, we would go to parties after, but the parties wouldn't start until like midnight.
Yeah, we went to parties, but our we were dead sober at prom too, but we went to parties, like I said, in the middle of nowhere. If you middle of nowhere at a house being sketchy. Oh my god, and one of the teachers, like not a teacher, she worked in the office, like showed up to the party and like everyone like took a picture with her. Everyone loved her. I'm like, girl, why are you here? You're gonna lose your job.
Yeah, literally.
Like it was literally people in the picture had like bottles in their hand. I was like, they better guard that picture under lock and key. Like, you're gonna get her fired.
In high school, like walking, if there was a basement party, there was nothing more like nerve breaking than walking to the basement. Like having to go through the house, say hi to the parents, and then go down the stairs. Like I hated that. I always liked to be like, if I was walking into the house, to be in the back of the group and then let everyone else talk to the parents and just sneak my way down to the basement.
Yeah.
Because I hated talking to parents.
Did you? We went through the back, like just through like my side gate and stuff. And speaking of division, how you said division of like the friend groups. So there was division of like kind of like team sophomore girlfriend or team me. Which was wrong because he was in the wrong, not either of us. But like she was just saying that I'm like so mean to her and all these things. And I was like, that's literally not true. Like he's the problem. Like, what the fuck? So there was just division of like team her, team me. And it was like, it was brutal. It was so brutal. And then after baseball games, like you wait for all of them to come out of like the dugout. And like I said, like kind of everyone had like a girl. When I tell you, he'd always be last. He'd always be last. And like both of us would be standing there. And I was like, I'm going to kill myself. I was like, I'm so over this. I'm like, I'm done trying to compete with this like 15-year-old girl for a boy. I was like, I can't do it anymore. I would have
been like, bye.
But I needed to go to prom. And then we dated for like 4 years. So it, I'm shocked that it ended in us dating. It's like actually shocking.
Yeah.
Because it started so bad.
My entire senior year, like of dating my second boyfriend, my first ex was so caught up in it that he would like drive past my house, drive past my ex's house just to see if like our cars were like at each other's houses, like hanging out. He would like, if one time he saw me driving somewhere like by myself, he literally pulled a Yui and started following me.
Oh.
Like this man's was like literally like so obsessed with the fact that I had moved on, which it's sad because like I broke up with him and like he was sad about it, but like
thank God my other ex-boyfriend had a girlfriend, so
yeah,
he was kind of not in it. But it was very did you have fun senior, like specific cool senior activities that you did? Like did you do senior assassin?
Dude, our yes, I was so bad at it.
So in student government we weren't allowed to play because it got people in trouble, like legal trouble. Like people would get like fucking arrested because they'd be like waiting somewhere they shouldn't be, like trespassing on someone's house. Yeah. So our student government director was like, you guys are not allowed to play. And we're like, what the fuck, man? Like, lame.
I was so bad at it because I was always like playing sports and stuff and just like,
yeah, we so but all of our friends were playing. So tell me how I'm having a party in my backyard at my house. Not even a party. We're just hanging out. Two kids from my school like burst through my gate and like shoot, and I was like, what are you doing at my house? I'm like, get out of my house. Like, how did you find me? Like, get out of here. Because all my friends were there. And then at the movies one time we had this like big issue. People thought that like my house was like the house for a little bit, so these girls assumed that their target, one of my friends, was out of my house. Tell me how I was followed for like 20 minutes and didn't know I was being followed in the car. I leave my house, they came into my neighborhood, they followed me because they thought they were all going to be there, but they saw me leave. So they're like, oh shit, let's follow her. Like, she's probably going with them. They're her friends. So they follow me while I pick up my friend and then follow me to the movie theaters where all my friends are. And I'm like, holy shit, for the last like 20 minutes of driving, they were following me and I didn't even know. And it was like, it was so like Assassin was crazy.
Yeah, Assassin was
it's like
nuts.
Definitely like stalker illegal. Like, it's just like so bad.
We should do that with our friend group.
We should.
That would be so fun.
Maybe we should. I'm like, no, it was so bad. Let's do it again.
Yeah, let's do it like the adult version.
Yeah.
We'll be at fucking work and I'll be like.
So it was like not being able to do it was like fun because there was no stress, but like my friends were doing it. So I got to still like. But like when I tell you when random people from my high school bursted into my backyard, I was like, first of all, why are you here? This is my house. Get out.
Was Find Your Friends a thing in high school?
Mm-hmm.
It was?
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember.
I had all my friends' locations.
In high school?
Yeah. Our high school years were different, man.
Yeah.
But maybe. I did.
Yeah, maybe.
Did you have a senior trip?
Oh yeah, dude. I went to fucking, so this is where things like got bad for me. So
it's funny because I feel like we've said so many bad things and we're like, oh no, this is where it got bad.
No, but so I didn't really have like a solid like girlfriend group. Like it was all like surface level like girls, because like I was so not independent in high school. I was so reliant on a boyfriend, couldn't make friends, did not want hanging out. Like literally the opposite of what I am right. like today. And I just remember being like, fuck, like I don't have like a senior trip or whatever. So within my friend group with my boyfriend's friends, like we had all these girls, which like I would say I was really close with like two of them, but there was probably like 15 of the 15 girls and I wasn't super close with them. I was closer with the girls in the grade below me just because I was technically supposed to, I'm July birthday. So technically I could have been in the grade below me. So all these girls are like 9 months to a year older than me. And we're going to Bermuda for a cruise ship. And I was going to be the only one going on that trip that wasn't going to be legal of 18 to drink in right. Aruba. So
it sucks.
Yeah. So we went on a cruise trip at the end, but I remember sitting in class because I didn't think I was going to get the invite to this like senior trip. They had another group chat with not me in it. And majority of the girls in that group chat were in the class that I was in. We were mm-hmm. in history class or social studies. And one of the girls accidentally said like something about me
in the wrong chat
in the chat that I'm in. Oh, no. And this bitch was fucking sitting next to me. And I can't remember exactly what she said, but I instantly like read it, looked at her and go, do you really like think this way about me? And then she like froze and didn't know what to say because she didn't realize that she said it in the wrong group chat. Oh, no. And I instantly just started bawling my ass out and ran out of the class. And called my dad, and my dad like excused me from school, and I went home.
Damn, we had a senior trip. This goes down as the best day of my life. I talk about it all the time. It's like, it's up there in top three best days. In Florida, I wonder if they still do it after like COVID and stuff. I hope they do. It's called Grad Bash, and you go to Universal and Islands of Adventure after hours. It's the longest day ever. You're up for 24 hours straight. You get in the bus early, drive like the 4 hours or whatever it is, and then like the getting everyone in and through security, like it takes a hot minute. We get to the park at like 6 and no one's there. Like no one is there because the park is closed to regular people. So there's no one in there. We're like the first ones in. It's empty. Mind you, it was also the best day because sophomore girl wasn't there because she wasn't a senior. So it was just me and like my like basically boyfriend. And like we got to like go on the bus together and hang out and actually like, oh my God, she wasn't there. It was fucking great. So you're running around the park. It's just like it's a bunch of high school. So there gets to be a lot of people, but it's only high schoolers. And you're there from like 6 to like 2 in the morning and then you drive home. So you're there in like the middle of the night. My guy friends from my junior year were there with their school. So like you're literally like at 1 a.m. and you're like running around the park with like all your friends. It was so fun. Like I can't even explain it.
What was your drink of choice in high school?
Malibu and like Sprite.
Dude, mine was fucking Twisted Tea Bags.
Malibu, Sprite, and Fireball.
Twisted Tea Bags were fucking disgusting, but I would literally go to the liquor store. There was just one liquor store in my town that like would just take us and not card us. So bad. Yeah, so bad. He just wanted the fucking money. And then we would go in there. He would do like wine tastings with us. Dude, I was what, 17 years old?
I can't even do a wine tasting now.
I know. And you'd be like, oh, we're tasting this wine. Like, do you want some of this wine? I'm like, bro, I'm literally looking back on it. Started at the age of 16, to be honest. And we would get our fake IDs. We would have them with us. But honestly, he would never ID us.
I didn't have a fake ID.
And I would go and get a massive Twisted Tea Bag for myself and just drink that all night with a bag. And like,
we would do a lot of Malibu, a lot of Fireball. That was pretty.
I also McGillicuddy's, which.
Did you have senior skip day?
Oh, yeah. We had way too many of those.
You didn't have like a senior skip day though?
It was just like we had a Facebook group and we would all be like, okay, what day are we all not going? And we did it like 5 times.
So the way it worked like in my like district of schools, IHOP free pancake day was senior skip day. Mm. So that was just kind of like when it was. I don't know why. And like, so like
IHOP must have been fucking bumping.
Bumping. Like you get free pancakes. We didn't even get free pancakes, but like, the point was like that's something you like that's like something you go do
yeah
because like you're you don't have money so like you get like free IHOP pancakes. I don't know how it started that schools just agreed that IHOP free pancake day senior skip day, but yeah, those were busting with 16-year-olds for sure.
Yeah, no,
for sure busting. We did like a slip and slide like in my backyard. We had so much fun and just like fucked around, but we senior had, skip day was a good time.
We also had senior project. So in order to graduate, you had to do a senior project.
Oh, gross.
And mine was literally like, I organized a 5K race in my town. Like it had to be something like along big, the lines. Yeah. Like you either like created charity. A business or created a like event or like something. So I did a 5K race to raise money for colon cancer for my dad. Wow. And we first like senior projects, it was for all the seniors. It was the last period of the day and you would get free like freelance. So you'd just be able to like, if for instance, we were doing the race. So like we would take that block and we would be able to go to like the town hall and like work basically. So like basically it was just a block to do whatever you needed to do to work on that project. And everyone like in my friend group, like we wouldn't work on our projects.
Duh.
Like we would go to my house. So I lived like 5 minutes from the high school. So we'd all just go to my house and I had a pool and we would just like go drink by my pool.
Duh.
And school was over. So we would just get out early and
then you had sports.
Well, yeah, that too. Which actually, no, I quit lacrosse my senior year. Mm. So I didn't play lacrosse.
I like dance was so fun my senior year because we had like our competitions. Obviously, we'd go compete in Orlando and then we had sweethearts. So that was also why this man needed to like shut up and follow the rules and like be my boyfriend, because I'm like, you're like all his friends were sweethearts. All of them.
Yeah.
So I'm like, do you want to do it or not? Or are you going to make me find a random? Like, don't you want to do it with all your friends? Hello? Like, you have to do it. So it was so fun. Like, we'd have rehearsals where we'd have to teach them dance. The dance was so, they did a really good job. And to be very petty, we danced to a Pitbull song. The sweetheart dance was to a Pitbull song. We all just agreed that it would be funny. So that's what we did. And it was really good. And we like did it at a pep rally and at the show. And then when you're a senior dance, like it says, you have to do a senior solo and you have to give a speech. So I like cried and like gave a speech because it was so sad. But, and then it was really cute because it was like my senior year was like him slowly starting to actually like me. And then it's like they all, like all the sweethearts, like got us flowers, but they got them like one rose and he got me like a full, he was the only one that got me like a full bouquet of flowers. And it was just so weird how it went from like, I literally hate you, treat me like garbage to like, then we just started dating.
Yeah.
It was so weird. But, somehow it fucking worked, but the sweetheart dance was so like, you get them shirts with your name on it and they like sit front row at the show. Like it's cute.
Very cute. Yeah, fucking high school is nuts, dude. I feel like I could, yeah, I feel like I could keep going.
That's pretty much the gist.
Yeah, but I literally feel like my body is going to,
that's like the gist of what I was in high school.
Yeah,
hope that was like some good background for you guys on us as people.
Yeah, it's just so crazy too, because like if you listen to both of these episodes, like I can't believe like 2 years ago I almost got canceled for being like a bully in high school and making girls. There was a rumor that in high school, I
wish that rumor was true. Like that'd be interesting.
I know. But when I was getting canceled 2 years ago and people were just coming out of the woodworks just saying random shit about me that didn't even know who the fuck I was, someone created a rumor from the town next to me that I forced girls naked in the girls' locker room and made them run around naked. Like that shit's wild to me.
That's whack.
Even like, where did you even think of coming up with that?
I also wanted to point out that as I'm searching through my Finsta for like just like things to speak about, I had a picture of like a dump of a weekend and the caption was weekend recap.
Really?
So I just think that's full circle.
Yeah.
But yeah. Oh, I also forgot to mention that was big T with my like relationships that like hated each other. I transferred into the second period class with Mr. 305. I wanted to be in his government class.
Yeah.
So I transfer into this class to be with him in this class. And then we break up. And guess who was also in the class?
The girl?
No, like the kid, like my now ex-boyfriend. So he was also in the class. So I went from being in that class with him to being in the class with the other kid. And we had the same second period.
Damn.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. I made his life a hell in there.
Oh, I fucking miss high school and just being having no care in the world or none. Responsibility.
Did have an eating disorder though.
Yeah,
but
well, no, that didn't start for me until college.
I
was like
really
chunky
bad in high school, and then my senior year when I started having fun, it went back up, and then in college it went back down.
I was chunky in high school, and then I started
I was
dating
skinny.
Then I started dating my second ex, so my more recent ex, and he caused me to basically have an eating disorder.
I was dating someone with a full-on eating disorder, and like they didn't even notice. Yeah. I'm like, how have you not noticed that I didn't eat today? Like, you don't care?
No, I was fucking chunk.
But I got yeah, that was a little bit about us. Hope you enjoyed it. And
I'm gonna have a second coffee.
If I have a coffee, I'm gonna have a panic attack. So
no. All right. That. Hope you guys enjoyed. Bye, guys. And we're going to do a drunk Q&A this week. Bye.
V, do you think we give too much advice on this podcast?
Girl, this is a podcast.
The advice does hit way harder when you cuss with it.
Yeah. And we do plenty of that. This show, it ain't for kids.
Definitely not for the kids, but we do talk a lot about family.
I mean, it comes with the territory and with a show called Baby Mama's No Drama.
I just wonder if people get the gist of the ad we just did.
You mean like the massive billboard in Times Square? That one?
Well, yeah, that one, but also this one, right? I guess I should introduce myself. I'm Kale Lowry.
And I'm V. Rivera.
And we're the host of Baby Mama's No Drama Podcast.
The Webby Award-winning Baby Mama's No Drama Podcast.
Two baby mamas chatting it up about life, bedroom talk, family, and whatever drama we are trying to get out of the way.
All while being just a little bit explicit.
No, a lot explicit.
So listen to us, the Baby Mama's No Drama Podcast.
Wherever you get your podcasts.